I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But ye are forgers of lies, ye are all physicians of no value. Oh, that ye would altogether hold your should be your wisdom. Hear now my reasoning, and hearken to the pleadings of my lips. Will ye speak wickedly for God, and talk deceitfully for Him? Accept His person? Will ye contend for God? Is it good that He should switch you out? Or as one mocketh another, do ye also mock Him? He will surely reprove you if ye do secretly accept persons. Shall not His excellency make you afraid, and His dread fall upon you? Your remembrance like unto ashes, your bodies to bodies of clay. Hold your peace, let me alone, that I may speak, and let come on me what will. Wherefore do I take my flesh in my teeth, and put my life in my hand? Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. But I will maintain mine own ways before Him. He also shall be my salvation, for the hypocrite shall not come before Him. Hear diligently my speech, and my declaration with your ears. Behold, now I have ordered my cause, I know that I shall be justified. That will plead with me, for now if I hold my tongue, I shall give up the ghost. Only do not two things unto me, then will I not hide myself from thee. Withdraw thine hand not thy dread make me afraid. Then call thou and I will answer, or let me speak and answer thou me. How many are mine iniquities and sins? Make me known unto pursue the dry stubble. For thou writest bitter things against me, and makest me to possess the iniquities of my youth. Thou puttest my feet also in the stall, narrowly into all my parts. Thou settest a prince.